You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, before we start today's game, we just have a special message from today's host. It's Dan Lumberg, who you've heard on the show many times before, but he has a special announcement today.
Hey, yeah, I've talked about it before on the show. I am a board game designer, and I do have a complete game that is out right now on our Etsy store. The game is called Kado. It's about Japanese flower arrangement. It's a fun game. Go check it out over at the Etsy store for Twice Alive Games. Twice Alive Games at the at Etsy.
Very cool. And off to the game.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff. This is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Matt's already yawning.
Matt is yawning.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even, get the tagline out, and you're already tired.
It's almost nap time.
It's only almost 2 in the morning.
It's almost 300 episodes of your BS. We're all tired.
Oh, rude.
I'm just kidding.
So, Jeff, you just got back from Alice Cooper's favorite city, or one of his favorite cities that we've learned?
Milwaukee.
Oh, is it?
Well, from Wayne's World.
Ah,
yeah.
Gotcha. It's pronounced Milwaukee.
Milwaukee is correct. So you got back from Milwaukee. How was that?
Fine. It's just, I have some work-related stuff up in Milwaukee, so...
Quote unquote.
Up there. No, it is work related.
So. Selling bootleg Triviality tapes from the back of the trunk.
A little behind the scenes here. We're recording on September 14th, I believe today is.
That is correct.
And I just want to send my condolences out to Jeff on the passing of Jean-Luc Godard, because I know he was a big fan.
His favorite filmmaker of all time.
I thought he'd been dead for 30 years, to be honest with you.
I was breathless.
No idea that he was alive.
I was devastated because I learned he existed and then died within 2 days.
Matt's just going to get things thrown at him from every film school.
He was 93, I believe, something like that.
Very old, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was gone.
It took an entire 93 years of his life to sync his voice to his mouth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's just a really deep cut. But
well, we have a podcast to do, right?
We do have a podcast to do, and what better way to do a podcast than inviting another podcaster, one that
it's
we all...
podcast with us on our podcast.
Exactly. How many times can we say podcast? Someone we know and we love. He's a Savage Superstar on Patreon. He's
Mark Maron.
He's coming to us from the Tar Heel State, but more so than being a great podcaster from the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, our friend Dan Lumberg. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great, and like you said, from the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, and from Locust, North Carolina, having a good day today. So
good.
I'm looking forward to really to recording with you all tonight, and this game should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. We are too. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait, and we know you've been recording a ton this week, so we appreciate you giving us some time. And for everyone out there who enjoys when we talk about footy. I will say maybe you and Matt and maybe Eric from the Benchwarmers have adopted the sport more so than anyone else. So it's always nice to talk to you about it. And your team won last year, so congrats on that.
Yeah, didn't quite make it out this year though, unfortunately. But that's okay. I got to see him win. I got to see him win a flag once. So
there you go.
That's footy. That's what they say, right?
That's what they say. Yeah. Good on you. We appreciate you writing the game for us today. We're going to be just us four. So what are the teams, Ken?
I'm going to team up with Matt. since we're notoriously bad together. Okay. But we're going to prove it today that we're good.
All right. So Jeff and I will be together. And I was just starting the new season of Cobra Kai. And I told Jeff, I said, what would the less intimidating version of Cobra Kai be? And that's what we'll be today. And what did you say, Jeff?
I believe we came up with the Snail Society.
Because Kai means society.
Or association.
Or association, yeah.
Okay. Japanese.
So it'll be the Snail Society.
All right. In that case, we'll be the crane kick to the throat, a little more aggressive.
Oh.
Strike
in a different direction.
What did you say? Snail Society?
Snail Society.
Do snails have throats? Could you say?
I don't know what they have.
Well, we're going to crane kick the snail wherever its head meets its body.
And then you're going to throw some salt on us and it'll just be lights out.
Yep.
Okay.
So let's get the rules so we can know how to play the game, because I forgot, frankly. And let's hear it from the Patrick Warburton impersonator, shall we?
Oh, good callback. Yeah.
Rules of the game are simple. 20 questions split into two rounds, worth 10 points apiece. At halftime, there will be a special swing round designed by this week's host. After regulation, players will enter the final round with the points that they've accumulated. Have a chance to wager 0 to 30 points in 5 categorized questions. End of the game, someone will be named the cream of the crop. Oh yeah, it's all coming together.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
Thank you once again to Casey Kelly for that hilarious impression and the rules.
Yeah, and we're ready to play. So Snail Society versus Crane Kick to the Throat. Dan, I have something special for you from the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast, the best sports podcast that also deals with trivia around. And in honor of that, there's only one person, I think, in all of the sports world that gets everyone so hyped that they're just ready to play, ready to win. And it might be one of the most rousing speeches I've ever heard in my life. And this is for you to start the game, Dan, and for everyone listening at home.
Broncos country, let's ride.
All right. There you go.
So let's ride. Is that our catchphrase for today?
Today's going to be Broncos country, let's ride.
All right. Well, let's ride on this game then. Start off with question number one in the category of, well, it's not so fun for the bull. The sport of bullfighting is a familiar backdrop in many of Ernest Hemingway's works. Which semi-autobiographical work follows a group of friends from Paris to Pamplona to witness the fabled running of the bulls?
Are we good, Matt?
Are you good?
I feel good.
I don't know. Okay, well, I don't have anything to add, so we can lock
in. Okay.
As Matt says, draped in a red blanket. Jeff, is this The Sun Also Rises?
I think so. That sounds right.
I can't remember. I always mix up whatever one he was an ambulance driver in and then the bullfighting one. But I feel like the cover has the sun rising and there might be like a bull. And I'm thinking of like the 1970s cover.
I don't know about the bull, but that's the first one that I was thinking of. So I'm happy to go with it.
Okay, that's what we'll go with.
I believe the one with the bull was Death in the Afternoon.
Well, Death in the Afternoon does center around bullfighting. However, the one where they're going from Paris to Pamplona is The Sun Also Rises.
That's a bunch of bull in itself.
Right. So which is the one where he's the ambulance driver?
For whom the bell tolls.
For whom the bell tolls. I mean, thank you. Yes.
I was going to say, if it's really bad, it might be the Farewell to Arms.
Mm.
Because
actually, I think it is Farewell to Arms, now that you say it.
Mm, okay.
I mean, it'd be bad if you lost your arms. You'd be needing to be in the...
But I think you're good joke, but I think you're also correct.
Either way, if you can't be right, be funny, and if you can be both, well, all right.
That's our motto.
On our show.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to question number two in the category of ho. In a 1985 TV cartoon series, which legendary leader and hero wields the Sword of Omens?
I forgot his name, but I know where he's from.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, I think we got a line on this one, so we're going to lock in.
It's playing when I was in a restaurant the other day.
Mm.
Is that He-Man?
No, the ho is Thundercats.
Oh, so you can't remember his name?
I know Chitara, who is a lady Thundercat.
It's not Pantera. That's a band.
Oh, that's probably right.
Oh, that's a band. Is it a Thundercat?
No, I think it's a Thundercat.
Okay, we can go with it if you think it's right. I said it as a joke, but maybe I'm funny and right too.
Yeah, take a little walk towards that answer. We'll see.
Yeah, I knew that the Ho was Thundercats. I don't know any Thundercats names, but we just figured it possibly could be He-Man, so that's what we went with.
It is from Thundercats. However, the leader of the Thundercats, who has the Sword of Omens, is Lion-O.
Oh, that's Lion-O. Right.
Yeah. Lion-O. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there a and Thundercat
thanks,
name?
Thanks to Scott Barber for helping me with that one, by the way.
Scott, good to hear from you. Well, we don't hear from you, but we love you, Scott.
Well, you kind of hear from him during the questions because he's had like three or four of them.
There's a Panthro.
Panthro. Okay.
Well, I think was the one you're thinking of.
Panthro and Lion-O?
Yes.
Do they all end in O?
There's also a Lynx O. No, there's Pumaira.
Pumaira.
Tigra.
Pumaira. Only wears pumas.
All right. Moving on to question number three in, well, she's a friend of mine. Bernie Leadon. L-E-A-D-O-N, is a singer, songwriter, and the original guitarist for which band that went on to have the fifth highest selling album of all time and the highest selling compilation album?
So, Jeff, you wrote down two band names. The first one makes me think of the fact of the compilation that it's one of the highest selling things of all time.
That
I don't
was
know if
what
it's...
I keyed in on, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it's a trap or not, but I'm fine going with that first one if you want.
Well, lock in.
Okay, what are you thinking, Matt?
So, Eagles' Greatest Hits is always in the best-selling albums. And it's the only compilation I could think of that's in those.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Eagles. I'm just trying to place that what's probably a lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's a friend of mine. Take it easy, right? Yeah, that's Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, we had the same thought. Jeff wrote down Eagles right away, and I agreed.
And I don't like to think too hard. I like to just take it easy. So that's what we went with.
It's a good thing you did that. That is the correct answer. The Eagles did the Eagles' Greatest Hits was the fifth highest selling album of all time and the highest selling compilation album.
It's wild that a compilation album could be the fifth highest grossing of all time.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's front to back loaded with songs. I mean, loaded with great songs. So if you like the Eagles, if you don't, then,
Or you're the dude. Yeah. If you're the dude. You hate the Eagles, man.
He hates the Eagles, man. All right, question number four in There and Back Again. What is the full subtitle for the 2022 Prime Video television series based on the Lord of the Rings novel?
Ugh.
Reluctant.
Oh, good. I just saw a trailer for this, and I did not pay attention.
Is this the Lord of the Rings : the Rings of Power?
That sounds right. I've been ignoring the advertisements.
Is that, a colon or the word colon?
The symbol.
Oh, okay.
Indicating two dots. Lord, also known as a colon.
Lord of the Rings, orc colon, the Rings of Power.
An orc colon.
Do orcs get colonoscopies? Probably.
If they follow.
When they hit about 30 years old.
Yeah, right.
Or earlier if they have indicators in family history. So.
So, real
Please
quick.
Please get yourself checked, Grishnok.
Inspections on the menu, boys.
Some hedge trimmers.
Galadriel, is that the name of the main character? That's the only thing I've taken from all the ads, but I haven't really watched a lot of them. But yeah, I'm fine with that. So Lord of the Ring, the Lord of the Rings.
I know it's the Rings of Power.
The Rings of Power.
Because that's what it's about. But I presume it would also have the Lord of the Rings for the searchability. So
yeah, that's fine.
The Lord of the Rings, :
Let's do that.
Yes. The Rings of Power.
The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, yeah.
And that is correct. The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. I haven't started watching this yet. I'm kind of wanting to sit down and binge the whole thing if I can.
I'm enjoying
fair
so
enough.
Far.
I'm two
Very
episodes
much.
In at this juncture, and I'm quite enjoying myself. I think Galadriel's casting is very good. So, yeah.
I don't know if I can watch Game of Thrones and Rings of Power at the same time.
Oh, I'm going back to back, baby.
I haven't been watching House of Dragon, but catching up on other things. TV is... a thing that I wish I had more time for, which is the saddest thing I think I've ever said.
No, actually, maybe I won't say that. It's nothing bad. It's just all the ads I get sometimes because I've watched Doctor Who before. I get a lot of Matt Smith content randomly sometimes. And
right. This
morning, like first thing in the morning, like 7 a.m., I looked at my phone. I was like, Matt Smith calls orgy scene crazy. I was like, whoa, okay. Game of Thrones. All right.
It's a very different Matt Smith in that movie than in that show than you would normally see him.
It looks like the origin story of the dude from Ghostbusters 2.
I mean, you get to see his backside in The Crown, and
Viggo,
I was pretty happy with that. So
Matt knew the name. I knew he'd know it.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five in the category of Go Pirates. In September of 1975, 150-some years after her death, Elizabeth Ann Seton was the first ever American to receive this distinction.
So 1975 less 150-ish years puts us around 1825.
Hey, thanks for the tip, buddy.
You're welcome. No problem. Happy to help you with the math.
And what was the name of the person, Dan?
Elizabeth Ann Seton. S-E-T-O-N.
I feel like there's a Seton Hall somewhere.
Well, yeah, there's the college, Seton Hall. Yeah.
Oh. First American.
So, interesting. So, Seton Hall, distinction, first woman to go to college?
This isn't... she was the first...
Or, like, be invited to college? Because I know they...
We are not locked in, by the way.
They're not locked in.
Oh, I thought you guys were.
Okay, so Jeff and I talked about it. We threw a ton of stuff at the wall. We're not even sure if it's correct, but we're going to lock in with a guess.
Not a sticky wall is what you're saying.
It's not a
Nothing
sticky wall.
Sticking.
No.
No stick'em on that.
Right. Well, Ken, so the Seton Hall are the Pirates, so I'm guessing this has to do with Seton Hall.
What is Seton Hall? A college?
Seton Hall is a college, okay. And I believe it's a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's the first American saint?
Ooh, yes.
Does that sound
right?
That
sounds excellent.
Okay, we will lock in with that.
Wow, that's a great great poll there. Jeff, what did we go with?
Not anything that smart. We didn't come up with anything, so...
So Elizabeth Ann Seton was the namesake of Seton Hall. However, what she really is known for is that she was the first American saint.
Nicely done, guys.
Nicely Googled there, Matt.
Yeah, 100%. Seton Hall, go Pirates.
After five questions, it looks like both teams are moving at a decent pace, but we're just going to say it's a snail's pace because we're both tied at 30 after five.
Blistering pace for a snail.
It is.
All right, question six in All in the Family. Cousins David Smith and Thomas Billington, along with their valet Matilda, were the members of what former WWF Tag Team Champions that lasted together from 1983 to 1990?
Well, you mull this over. I'm going to go refresh my coffee.
Okay, we can lock in too. I know this one, by the way.
Okay, so Matt and Ken are locked in, as I knew they would be. So David Smith, it makes me think of Davy Boy Smith, but I'm not sure if his actual name is David Smith. And I cannot for the life of me think of what federation he was in. But it's also made me think of the, oh, I'm having such a brain fart, the tag team that were wrestlers, like old school wrestlers with the headgear and stuff. But I don't think that's them, though, with the Letterman jackets. And I'm completely blanking on their name. Yeah, I'm having trouble on this one, Jeff.
I'm almost no help when it comes to, you know, that kind of thing, Neil. So,
all right, we're going to say, I can't even think of it. We're just going to say the Bulldog Federation, even though it's incorrect.
I was pretty sure this is the British Bulldogs. So you might be right. Might give you points. I don't know. We said British Bulldogs.
Well, the correct answer is the British Bulldogs. It is Davy Boy Smith and the Dynamite Kid. So however you want to decide that, it's not the Bulldog Federation. But
well, I think they were the Bulldogs in a federation. So
They very much were. And Davy I know Boy people Smith get mad was the British Bulldogs. So
people get mad when we give points when it's not earned. So you guys are getting some points.
All right, we'll take him, I guess. Sure, it's up to the host's discretion. So if he's going to give him...
You said Davy Boy Smith, who's the right guy, so...
Once again, Scott Barber was helpful on that one.
Scott Barber wrote the wrestling question? I don't believe
figure.
It.
And this is foreshadowing. This is not the wrestling question.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
But this one is definitely not a wrestling question in question number seven in the category of 3-2-1. The absolute first recipe that I learned in culinary school was for the 3-2-1 version of the base of this baked item. It is made with 3 parts flour, 2 parts fat, and 1 part water. Although not a full-blown dish on its own, this base is very versatile and can carry savory and sweet applications.
I think I might know this one, Matthew.
Works for me.
I wonder if this is a roux. The 3 parts flour to 2 parts fat is pretty common in a roux. I don't know about water, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of that too. The water's throwing me off a little bit. Yeah, I mean, if roux came to you that fast and it hopped over into your brain,
I
mean, maybe...
I make a roux from scratch like once or twice a week.
So. Oh, you do? Okay, well then let's go with a roux then.
We're going a more solid direction, and we're going to say pie crust.
One team is getting points on this one. The correct answer is pie dough.
Nice.
Yes, the a roux, I mean, you could add water to it, but it's really not doing anything. It's all going to...
Right.
You know, it's going to either burn off or just get incorporated into the roux itself and water it down. But yeah, the water is definitely there for the stability of the pie dough.
So
it also gives you
savory.
All the steam that comes out of the pie dough when you bake it.
And are you making pies now?
I am not making pies now because I don't like cooking for people.
Okay.
I figured that out after I graduated from culinary school. So.
Dan just doesn't like people hanging out around his windowsill while the pie goes. Like an old cartoon.
You have to have a windowsill for the pie to cool, and we don't really have one that works very well. So. Okay.
Yeah, there's no little rascals running around trying to stick their finger in the pie.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 8, the category of, is that one of the 31 flavors? In March of 2020, Netflix released this 7-episode docuseries with the subtitle Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
So, Matt, I think I know it. You said you know it, right?
I was 90% sure, and then something clicked magically when other people
Same
were talking.
Same for me. So, yes, you guys go ahead.
March of 2020, right at the beginning of lockdown and stuff, it makes me think of Tiger King. And that was 7 episodes, I believe. I can't remember the...
Carol Baskin.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Okay. So it's definitely Tiger King. So we're going to lock in with Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
I can't believe they got it. I will never financially recover from that.
Yeah, you got me on that one. You figured out the Baskin part there. It is Tiger King.
What a great clue. As soon as they're like Baskin Robbins, I'm like, oh, duh. Carol Baskin. Got it.
Good thing we didn't have an official TikTok because I was doing the dumb Carol Baskin dance from TikTok in the bathroom.
All right. Question number 9 in the category of, is that the end? What is the name of the record label that Led Zeppelin named after an unfinished song of theirs? The label would release Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti as well as albums by Bad Company, Pretty Things, and Dave Edmunds.
I have no jumping off point here, Matt. Do you?
I know none of these things.
We're going to call it Deathless Records.
I'm trying to think of a reason that they wouldn't finish a song.
Not enough Lord of the Rings references.
Or maybe, you know, they lost their drummer or something.
Did John Bonham die while they were...
He died at like around 80. You didn't even let me get to the part about how he choked on his own vomit.
We assume it was his vomit. You really can't dust for vomit.
Someone Ace Ventura'd him with their own vomit into his mouth, like feeding a bird. God. What do you think,
Which is
Jeff?
The worst video I've ever seen of you, Neil. That being said, I don't really know. I don't know why I was thinking like Ramble or I had some like one word, but Ramble's more of like an Allman Brothers thing, right?
No, they did Ramble On. Yeah. Well, let's just say Ramble On Records. It's alliterative.
Okay. And we really didn't have anything.
All right. Well, there are no points on this one, but one of the classic iconographies of Zeppelin is the guy with the wings kind of reaching up to heavens. That is from the Swan Song label.
Mm. Oh, okay.
They're, the unfinished song was called Swan Song. They never got to it.
Ironic.
All right, but let's move on to question number 10 in No Small Roles, Only Small Players. Even though it's only the 11th largest city in British Columbia, what is its provincial capital?
We're locked in.
Oh. Now, British Columbia is part of Canada.
Correct.
Not Britain.
I don't know the answer to this. We could say Victoria. Not super huge, but well known. Me and Jeff went there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's some kind of clue in small players.
Yeah.
I don't know the cities in...
Is there a Bogues, British Columbia?
I don't think so.
It's called Muggsyville.
Muggsyville. Let's just say Victoria.
Okay.
That's what we said. We said Victoria.
Well, it's a good thing because the answer is Victoria.
All right.
Wow.
I have a photo of Ken standing in front of their Capitol building.
Yeah, but it could have just been the Capitol building of Victoria. Didn't necessarily have to be. Know what I mean?
Capital of a...
Of the city. City capital.
So you mean like a town hall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After the first round, it looks like Snail Society is still behind with 60 points and picking up an extra 40 in that second half of the round is Crane Kick to the Throat with 70 points. Now, Dan, we're going to talk a little bit about Patreon, which you are a member of Patreon, which we appreciate it. But before we do that, for people who don't know what the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast is, do you want to give it a little rundown?
Yeah, there's nine of us on this show, and we ask questions about sports, and we kind of go a little deep into sports. Some of these questions have been pretty out there, but we're trying to bring it back a little bit, so get people to be able to actually answer the questions while they're listening. But we do like I said, sports trivia. I really can't get any more in depth than that. That's what it is. Just like your show is general trivia, we are sports trivia. So we are the Benchwarmers Trivia Podcast. You can find us everywhere.
And with nine of you, you're also trying legal cases as well, I believe, coming up here.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get ourselves in the Brady Bunch picture with the nine of us now. Put Matt Doherty in the middle as Alice.
Well, there you go. definitely check out their show. A bunch of us have been on it before, but as I said, Dan is a Patreon supporter, which we appreciate. And if you'd like to hear some extra audio content from us, probably not a lot of sports content, unfortunately.
Lots of extra audio content.
Over 35 hours, I believe. And you're going to get a quarter of the sports content the Benchwarmers will give you, but three quarters of the nonsense.
Correct.
Is that correct with fractions? I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, if you want to join everyone supporting the show, helping us grow, you can go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast.
All right. Well, this swing round is one that I've been wanting to do for a while. It's a name the songs from their lyrics swing round. So every one of these is you just need to give me the song. I don't need the artist because some of them have been covered. So I just need the song from the lyrics. So here we go. Question number one. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Question number two. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Number three. And if you don't want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. Question four. Lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Question number five. Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room, but he won't tell you his plan. Question number six. Gonna use my arms? Gonna use my legs? Gonna use my style? Gonna use my sidestep? Gonna use my fingers? Gonna use my imagination? Question seven. But I will go down with this ship. I won't put my hands up and surrender. Question eight. That's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Question nine. Sweat, baby, sweat. Baby, sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. And question 10. You come on with the come on. You don't fight fair. That's okay. Let's see if I care.
All right, those are the lyrics. Let's dig deep and see if we can figure out these songs.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
One particular argument, he ended up dislocating Ava's jaw. Ava, she was such a tough cookie. Rather than cry or scream or anything like that, Exactly. What does she do? She takes an ashtray and she knocks him over the head and knocks him unconscious. That's how she fought back. She didn't know what to do, so she called Louis B. Mayer. I think I've killed Howard Hughes. What do I do?
Revisit a time when the pictures were still big and everyone was ready for their close-up. When you want Tyrone Power instead of Tom Hardy, Jennifer Jones instead of Jennifer Lawrence, or Robert Mitchum rather than Robert Pattinson, then From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
All the answers are now in. This might be the best lyric round I've ever performed in. But we'll see. We'll see if we can outrun you guys. Let's have the lyrics one more time.
All right, number one. No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man.
Behind blue eyes.
Well, I was wondering who knows.
Who?
Exactly. We said Behind Blue Eyes by The Who.
That is correct. It is Behind Blue Eyes by The Who or by... what's their name's Limp Bizkit, I suppose, did it too.
Oh, classic.
Question number two. Nobody knows what it's like.
Question number two. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't have to discuss much.
I just realized the Limp Bizkit impression and the John Travolta are pretty
very close.
It just depends how angry you are.
I believe this one's called Seven Ways to Leave Your Woman.
I don't mean to be rude, but it's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
Okay. Yep,
it is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
We were wrong on two accounts.
We did not think there were that many ways. That was the problem.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude.
That's fine.
Couldn't fathom.
Question number three, and if you don't want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
Classic Jumper.
Yeah, we agree. We said Jumper by Third Eye Blind.
That was by Jim Carrey.
Yes, ma'am.
Question four, lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Just going to assume since he didn't correct us, we were correct on the last answer.
Yes, you were correct. It was Jumper.
Cool. Yeah, we just said Sonora or Shake Sonora.
That's a different song. So we know this is the one about daylight coming and bananas and stuff. So Matt said the Banana Boat song.
The answer is Deo or... The Banana Boat song.
Oh, damn.
Acceptable?
Yep. It is acceptable. Wow. It's part of it's in the parenthetical.
Okay.
That's my bad. I was thinking of the end of Beetlejuice, Jeff, not the middle at the dinner table, which is what this is from.
I think that's the third time Beetlejuice was mentioned, so keep an eye out.
All right, number five. Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room but won't tell you his plan.
I'm a huge fan.
You get it?
I'm a huge fan of this band. This is Foster the People and Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah, we said Pumped Up Kicks.
Love this album.
That's correct. Pumped Up Kicks is correct. Question number six. Going to use my arms, going to use my legs, going to use my style, and all the other stuff. Sidestep, fingers, imagination.
Yeah, we know the song. We're not entirely sure about the title, but we went with Special.
I'm going to make a scene. Nobody else here is one like me. So special. It's Brass in Pocket by The Pretenders.
Brass in Pocket is the correct answer. Yep.
Great performance by them.
I've never heard that in my life.
Great performance by them on the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert.
Question seven. But I will go down with the ship. I won't put my hands up and surrender.
Yeah, I was singing this one as best I could for Matt, and he recognized it. And you said what?
Elton John's White Flag. No, Dido, right?
Yes.
We think we like her team up with Marshall Mathers better, but we said White Flag by Dido.
That is correct. White flag. Question 8. That's the terror of knowing this world is about watching some good friends screaming, "Let me out."
Under pressure.
We said under pressure.
That is correct. Under pressure. Question 9. Sweat, baby, sweat, baby. Sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about.
Great karaoke song, first of all. And we said The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
We may have been in the same room last time I heard this at karaoke. We agree. We said The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang.
It is The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang. And question 10. You come on with the come on. You don't fight fair. That's okay. Let's see if I care.
Believe this is Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah. You knocked me in my place or something. I don't know. We said Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
And that is correct. Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
I believe in this swing round, Snail Society only missed one question, giving them 45 points, bringing our total up to 105. And Crank Kick to the Throat, only missing two, but giving them 40 points, bringing their total to 110.
All right, let's move on to round two. Question number 1. Well, he has the T, now he just needs the ego. T.S. Eliot posthumously won 2 Tony Awards in 1983 for both the book and the score of which musical?
We can lock in.
I was hoping so. Excellent.
Matt, do you know it before I say it?
T.S. Eliot, the classic West Side Story.
No, unfortunately not.
No.
So this is the musical that never should have been, Cats.
Oh.
Colon, buttholes.
Colon, buttholes. Very well
colon,
played.
Colon.
Colon. Cats, colon, colon, coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, that's a lot of colons going on this show today.
Cats, well, we're getting older.
Cats so. And orcs. Yes, but that is correct. It is Cats. Question number 2 in We Wanna Rock. This American band, sporting 2 main members who shared the same first name, got their band name from a 1971 George C. Scott and Joanne Woodward film, which in turn got its name from a 17th century novel.
Do you know a George C. Scott / whoever? I wasn't listening because it's a Neil question.
Yeah, Joanne Woodward. Yeah, that's she was married to Paul Newman. She's also the first star on the Hollywood Fame.
Great. Do you know the movie they did?
Trying to think.
In 1971 or whatever the year was. Again, I stopped paying attention because it was clearly a Neil question.
Okay, we mulled over this one for a long time, and we know the actors. We think we know the song and how it sounds, but we can't think of the band name, so we locked in with a guess.
All right, so all that 80s rock music kind of blends together, so I don't know what band does what song. Mm-hmm. Do you have any initial ideas? I have an idea, but I don't want to put it in your head.
Yeah, I mean, he said the title is I Wanna Rock, which is a Twisted Sister song. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if anything else about the category or question.
He said the 2 people in the band had the same first name.
Same name, yeah.
I doubt that there's 2 D's and
D's.
Twisted Sister. What do you think about Motley Crue?
Or maybe Kiss?
I think Motley Crue would be a better name for a film.
Okay.
Let's say Motley Crue.
Sounds good.
We picked up on the clue that maybe it was similar to I Wanna Rock, which is Twisted Sister. We don't think George C. Scott would ever have been in a movie called Twisted Sister, but that's what we locked in with.
All right. Well, let me break this down for you because neither team is getting points on this. So the name of the 17th century novel was Don Quixote. The movie with George C. Scott and Jane Woodward was They Might Be Giants.
Okay.
Which is one of their songs, We Wanna Rock.
Life's
unfair. Everybody wants a rock to wind a piece of string around.
Oh, I never made the connection between Don Quixote and They Might Be Giants.
Oh, that's the windmills. He thinks
yeah.
they're giants.
Yeah, they think the windmills are giants. Yep.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I was today years old, guys.
All right, well, we're going to move on to question number 3. You sound like a superhero. The Canadian Football League has 2 teams that play in the central time zone. One of these teams are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. What is the other team that makes its home in Manitoba?
Okay, I'm locked in, I think.
Yeah, stallions or
wait,
Mustangs, I don't
are
know.
Two of them Rough Riders?
Oh, that could be a fun.
I remember there was something weird where two of them were like the same thing at
and then they
point.
Had to change the name.
Or one's like Rough Riders and one's like Rough Riders with a space or something stupid.
If that's true.
I'm trying to remember. There's something here that I'm like blanking on.
If that's true, I kind of like that.
I can't remember the stupid CFL team names though.
Well, let's go Rough Riders. I like your reasoning on that because that'd be a good trivia question. If it's true.
Okay, we're going to go with Rough Riders.
A lot of that is true. I don't think that's the same team though. I think that one of them had to change their name. I think that the Manitoba team is a Winnipeg based, and I don't remember. I think they're the Winnipeg Bombers, but I might be wrong, but we're saying the Bombers.
All right. I'm going to give you points on that. It is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh.
But yes, I will give you points on that. And yes, it was the Saskatchewan and Ottawa Rough Riders.
That's right.
Owned by DMX at one point.
I was just going to say.
Were you?
Yeah. What?
All right. Question number four in Bob Ross Would Be Proud. Persian, Egyptian, and Prussian are all different shades of which color?
Yeah, we can lock in.
Ooh, that was a little too excited.
He loves colors.
I believe from my Bob Ross watchings, I believe at least Prussian was blue.
He likes a nice blue sky. Yeah.
You think so? You want to put a nice happy tree?
We're going to shake the devil out of it.
We're going to say blue.
And we agree. You can't have a Bob Ross palette without a little Prussian blue.
And that is correct. They are all blues. Very
and,
good.
And Olivia in Crimson or whatever. I can't remember the all the fancy
Phthalo
names.
Yellow?
Oh, a Phthalo blue.
Phthalo yellow.
Phthalo yellow.
Question number five. Well, it's better than a Venice Beach Blade Runner. In October of 1996, the professional wrestler with the given name of Steve Borden took on a new look after the main character of which film from
1994? Locked in.
My wrestling knowledge has been so bad. I kind of lost it like a year ago because I stopped watching regularly. So, yeah, I have no idea, Jeff.
Well, what movies were from 1994 that you would want to parody?
Oh, that would take me too long. I mean, there's so many good movies from 1994. I would say that he was
from Shawshank.
I was going to say he was Andy Dufresne. So we're going to say he was Andy Dufresne.
not famous chef Wiley Dufresne.
So this character is somebody who's very close to Neil. It's Sting. And the movie is The Crow.
The Crow.
Correct answer is The Crow. Yes, he showed up after looking like, well, a Venice Beach Blade Runner and has donned the Crow outfit ever since.
All right, you guys are a little bit behind, but don't worry. It can't rain all the time, Neil. What are the scores?
The scores? Well, I should have known that, Jeff. I'm sorry. I knew Sting's name. I just didn't click with me. After the first half of the second round, we only picked up 20 points because we're performing terribly. But crane kick to the throat. 40 points.
Ooh.
So they're at 150 and we're far behind at 80.
Block your phalanx.
What?
All right, let's move on to question number six. Maybe an ounce of whatever. These shoes that debuted in 1979 featured a small velcroed pocket on the side, perfect for holding loose change, a key, or whatever else you could fit into it.
Wink, wink.
Ooh, I used to wear these in London when I lived there, so we can lock in.
Cool.
Are these ruse? Is that what these are?
I have no idea, but I do have breaking news on the Crow reboot.
I need to get that on the board.
So FKA Twigs, the musical artist, mm-hmm. is in it, and Bill Skarsgård as the Crow.
Oh, okay. Is he going to do weird face contortions?
I'm sure he will.
That's awesome.
It's amazing he can do that.
So ruse?
Yeah, they're kangaroo shoes, and he said he wore them in London, and I think they're popular over there, so
that the people in London say, "Oi, nice shoes, yeah. Oi, bruv."
Put a quid in it, bruv.
Spare a quid. Yeah, we said kangaroos.
Mickey Diggs, isn't it?
And that's correct. The correct answer is kangaroos. Nice. I never had a pair of these. I desperately wanted them.
But, I always wanted them too.
I feel like they're not around anymore because I remember I got them right before I left. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then they just disappeared off the face of the earth.
There are roos available right now. I don't know if the pocket is available.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotta carve your own pocket.
Which I what's the point of roos if you don't have
right. If you pocket. Can't put a $1 bill on your shoe, what's the point?
Because snuggle fruit snacks into the movie theater.
Well, that's true.
Like three of them.
So you got the penny loafers versus the roos. What can you put in there? A penny, a dollar? What, you know?
Sacagawea.
Question number 7 in Keep It Simple. Complete this set of 4. The Catman, the Spaceman, the Star Child, and?
We can lock in.
So this is Kiss, as previously mentioned.
Yep.
The Demon.
The Demon. Was that Gene Simmons?
Yeah, we're looking at Gene Simmons, the leader of Kiss.
The leader of Kiss.
Now, to take it back to wrestling for no reason, there was a wrestler who is sponsored by Kiss who was called the Demon.
I think it's the Demon.
Okay.
Finn Balor sponsored by Kiss?
This was
breaking news, people.
He was a minor league baseball player. Who went to wrestling and became the Demon, and it was sponsored by Kiss and was required by Kiss to be in the main event of every episode. So every match he was in, no matter where it was, they called it a special main event to fulfill that contract.
Okay.
But I'm good with the Demon.
I love that story, and it makes sense, though, because if you've ever seen Gene Simmons' reality show, you know how much of a businessman he is. It's about getting their name everywhere and merchandising. But yeah, we said the Demon.
And that is correct. It is the Demon. And you're right, it was Gene Simmons.
The leader of Kiss.
Has anyone else seen? I've seen Kiss once. Anyone else?
The front man, as we are.
The front man, as people also argued on The Crop. Have you ever seen Kiss, Dan?
I have never seen Kiss.
Congratulations.
I would, however, say that Paul Stanley is the front man. But...
Oh, no, we scientifically went over there.
I said Paul Stanley was the front man as well. But no, Kiss was fun. They were great live. A lot of blood.
All right, question number 8 in, now, son, I say son, this term for a politician who favors war but actively avoided military service was also the species of Henry, the enterprising foil of Foghorn Leghorn.
We're locked in.
Neil, this is a chicken hawk. I say a chicken hawk.
Oh, it's okay. I knew there was a hawk in there somewhere.
Because a war hawk would be somebody who wants to go to war, but somebody who doesn't want to go, there's a chicken. Chicken hawk.
I like your accent. I'm good with that.
It's like a it was not molasses good. Rolling out your mouth.
Rolling out.
Yeah, we also said chicken hawk.
And that is also correct. Chicken hawk. I loved Foghorn Leghorn. I went back and watched a couple of them the other night, and they just... don't hold up.
No.
from 60 years ago.
That was quite a twist.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, they hold up. They're great.
It's even better.
No. It turns out not so much. Question number 9.
I said question number 9.
Question number 9 in commercials and shows about nothing. Which clothing brand sported commercials with guys talking about everyday things, all filmed from a quick, shaky, and strange camera angle. Jerry once broke up with a girl on Seinfeld over her liking of these commercials.
I can picture it.
We can lock in if you have an idea.
Okay, we'll lock in.
I really have nothing, Jeff. I can picture it. I know the scene.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
I mean, it's exactly what he said in the question.
No.
that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I can picture. I just can't think of the brand. For some reason, I'm thinking like Gap, but I don't think it's Gap.
I was thinking like Lee jeans or Levi jeans or something.
Maybe Levi. Cause
what's the one that Brett Favre did? He feels like
he
a
did
guy
Wrangler.
Talking about his problems.
He did Wrangler. And I know it's not Calvin Klein, or maybe it is, but because that's what Kramer wore the briefs for, and he met Calvin Klein. Yeah, let's just go. I like your answer. Maybe it's something like rustic. So you want to go like Levi's?
Well, we can go even Wrangler if you want.
Okay, yeah, we'll say Wrangler.
What say you, Matt?
I don't know if Wranglers were the ones that Kramer wore that made him walk like Frankenstein. But I'm pretty sure that these commercials are for like a Dockers. So we'll say Dockers.
One team's getting their points. Correct answer is Levi's Dockers. All right, moving on to number 10, the category of brotherly love. In 1955, the Congress of Industrial Organizations merged with its long-estranged rival to form the largest cooperative of unions in the United States. What was that rival's name?
So I think Jeff and I know what we're looking for. We're just trying to suss out, not to give too many clues away, but what it means.
I would say let's combine your first two and my last one.
That sounds good with me.
And
so
we'll put like a little.
Yeah, we're gonna lock in with a guess here because we think we got it.
Yeah,
we're gonna make up a union.
All right. What do you think?
This is probably either like United Workers or Workers United, or those are the two that I could think of. It might be. United Workers joining these guys to become Workers United, because I think that's the biggest labor union in the states right now.
I was thinking about Teamsters also.
Oh, the Teamsters Union.
You need trucks. We got trucks.
Yeah, I think that's more industrial.
Maybe they combine to be the Teamsters. What do you think?
Yeah.
So Workers United?
Well, Workers United is a union that exists right now. Okay. So maybe United Workers or something.
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
So Neil clued in pretty quick to the industrial organization maybe being abbreviated CIO. And we said the AFL-CIO would have been what they combined to. Mm-hmm. And what did we guess, Neil?
We said it was the American Federation of Labor.
Or Laborers.
Or yeah. Laborers. That was our guess. AFL.
And yes, you are right. It is the American Federation of Labor, or the AFL, which is going to give us the entire theme of the game today.
Oh, that's
funny.
Clever. Yep, I can already see it.
Yeah.
So just
kangaroos.
Walking it back from where we are right now, we have the Dockers, the Hawks, the Demons, the Kangaroos, the Crows, the Blues, the Bombers, the Giants. The Cats, we have Victoria, where a lot of them are. We have the Swans,
honk,
the
honk,
Tigers.
Honk, honk, honk.
We have the Pies, the Bulldogs, the Saints, the Lions, the Eagles, and the Sun also rises.
Wow. Nice. And they're all SEC football teams. You got it. Nailed it.
Well done, Dan. Regulation is now over. It looks like Team Snail Society picking up 40 more points in the second half. They're bringing their total to 165, but still very much in the lead. Crane Kick to the Throat also picking up 40 points in the second half, bringing their total to 190.
They say slow and steady wins the race, but is it enough to be the cream of the crop?
We'll see.
We'll find out.
Well, with our theme of today, with the Australian Football League, or footy. Here are your five categories. We have football, mark, ladder, ruck, and wooden spoon.
The wagers are now in. Everybody's betting hard on this last round, hoping the questions are in our wheelhouse. So 30s all the way down for both teams.
Well, here comes question number one in football. As of today, actually, as of this very moment, I have it in front of me.
September 14th.
Which football club, hint, read association football, has the most Twitter followers in the world with 44.5 million? They are less than 1 million away from another team within their own league. And with that league, not another team sees the list until number 17.
Once again, September 14th, 2022. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yep. That is the year, yeah.
All right, let's get question two.
Question two, in Mark, Best Actor Award nominee Mark Wahlberg has developed some serious acting chops from his days in NKOTB and MC Hammer videos. What 1994 Penny Marshall film did he make his feature film debut as Private Tommy Lee Haywood? Question number three, in Ladder, for 14 years running, this Itasca, Illinois company has been supplying the official ladders of NCAA's March Madness, the ladders that are that the winners use to climb and cut down the nets. Question number four, in Ruck, actor Alan Let My Cameron Go Ruck seems to turn up in films and TV shows when you do not expect him. In which 1994 action film does Ruck deliver the line, "We're at the airport"? I've already seen the airport. Question number five, wooden spoon. Most often stirred with a wooden spoon, risotto is a creamy rice dish that is usually made with this type of rice that gets its name from a town in the Po Valley. This variety is also usually used to make rice pudding.
All right, those are the questions. We'll be back with our best answers.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the football question as of today, which one is the has the most Twitter followers in the world?
Yeah, I was pretty sure that internationally they were a bit more popular than any of the individual English teams, and we settled on Real Madrid.
Yeah, it seems like all the most popular players end up there, so we also said Real Madrid.
Correct answer is Real Madrid. Very good. And Barcelona is about a million behind them and just can't quite catch them. In the category Mark, which Penny Marshall film was Mark Wahlberg making his film debut?
It's funny because I think I saw something about this online. I was just going down a rabbit hole and I saw this movie, but I couldn't remember the name. So we just made up a name and we said it was called Better Angels. Coming to theaters near you.
I like the name of that. This one took us the longest out of all the questions. I knew he was some sort of soldier, and I knew Penny Marshall's other movies, and then finally we settled on, which we think is correct, Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito.
The correct answer is Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito.
We're about to lose, Matt.
I know. What's your Danny DeVito impression again? What do you say?
Asps,
yeah.
It was what if Danny DeVito was in the role in Indiana Jones.
Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The John Reese Davis role.
That's great.
It's like a micro impression.
Asps.
All right. The third question was about the ladder. So which is the official ladder of NCAA's March Madness?
The official ladder.
Yeah.
Matt, you just bought one?
I bought one today. We were doing some painting, and I'm doing it the least safe way possible and standing on top of ladders, and we bought a Werner.
Yeah, happen to know somebody who works for Werner Ladder and know that that's where their headquarters is.
Today's episode is sponsored by Werner.
Are they brothers as well?
And that is correct. That is Werner. And
you want to fall with
Wacko,
style.
Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
The Werner sister.
In the category of Ruck, where did Alan Ruck say, we're at the airport? I've already seen the airport.
I believe this man was in Speed, and Speed is 1994, so we said Speed.
Yep, pop quiz hotshot. Knew this one right away. Could picture it. We said Speed.
All right, and then the last question was about the wooden spoon, which is used to stir risotto. What is the name of the rice that you generally make risotto from?
We just made something up. We didn't know, and we said Orozco. Sounds good. Sounds like
you're far off.
You're very close. One of our favorite restaurants in New York, if you're ever in the area, it's called Risotteria Melotti. It's all risotto, and it's all gluten-free for Colleen Rice Celiac. So
it's rice.
And it's just rice. There's no sort of seasoning. You just eat rice raw.
Gluten in rice is what I'm saying.
Would you guys like some raw rice? It's all over the walls there because all the rice comes from their own farm. It's Arborio.
And that is correct. The answer is Arborio.
I think the deal there, Ken, is you don't want to have a kitchen that could possibly cross-contaminate.
I know.
The scores have been tallied. Sorry, I like a really...
I like that delay.
And?
That was a really bad delay there.
And?
Sorry. And?
I thought I was back in LA with my Wi-Fi connection.
Sorry, I had a brain fart there. I was like, I had another thought come into my head that was completely unrelated.
Come on, Neil, the people are waiting.
So the people are waiting. All right.
I'm sure they already know.
So team, kick your crane kick in the throat, picked up 30 points, bringing their total to 220.
We deflected them, though, Neil.
We dropped the ball in the final again, man. It's unbelievable.
The Snail Society slimed them into submission with an extra 150 points, bringing our total to, is that right, Jeff?
315, yeah.
315, making us today's cream of the crop.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in, but the cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
We lost to a team that can't add.
It's unbelievable.
What a problem.
We're using one of those, what's the thing called, where you push the little beads?
An abacus.
Abacus, thank you.
An abacab, right?
Dan,
Sorry, that joke was just for me.
A fantastic game, Dan.
Well, thank you. I had it in theory a long time ago. I just had to sit down and write it. When I realized there were 18 teams in the AFL, and just add one more to each half, and made a pretty quick game out of it. So.
No, very nice. It was very well balanced. I thought it played very nicely, and one of my favorite swing rounds in a while, just because I did well. Usually, when we get those musical ones, sometimes I struggle a little bit and I feel bad. So I'm pretty pleased with that.
Feeling good though.
Yeah.
By the way, on that music round, I don't know if you noticed that either, but that was also themed in the AFL, because you've got a behind, you've got a 50, a jumper, a banana,
kick,
you've got kicks, you've got a pocket,
yeah.
You've got a flag,
wow,
you've got pressure, you got a touch, and a shot.
Very cool.
Really well done.
Well constructed. Any parting shots for today before we say goodbye?
No, just if you at all like sports trivia, listen to the sports trivia podcast. How about the Benchwarmers trivia podcast? You can sometimes catch me on there. You can sometimes catch other people on there, but we always have a lot of fun doing it. So
they got a deep roster over there of very enthusiastic players. So
yeah, that's true. All right, well, that'll do it for today. Thank you to Dan for hosting, as always. Matt, Jeff, Neil, and myself. That was Triviality. Go Swans.
No, don't go Swans.
Don't go Swans. Please don't.
Go Swans. So Jeff, you looked up the anatomy of a snail, and sadly,
they don't appear to have throats.
That's sad. That's too bad. But so, I'll kick you guys in the throat.
So what are you kicking? Like a snail's
I'm
like
kicking
like
you guys in the throat.
Oh, okay. What are you kicking if you kick a snail? Like a bulbous sac of some sort of like organs?
Bring up the diagram again. We'll get back to you.
Okay.